Psalm 79, 1 through 7. That is our psalm today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This is a psalm of Asaph. He writes, O God, the nations have invaded your inheritance. They've defiled your holy temple. They have reduced Jerusalem to rubble. They have left the dead bodies of your servants as food for the birds of the sky, the flesh of your own people for the animals of the wild. They have poured out blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury the dead. We are objects of contempt to our neighbors, of scorn and derision to those around us. How long, Lord? Will you be angry forever? How long will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the kingdoms that do not call on your name, for they have devoured Jacob and devastated his homeland. Today's psalm is a plea for mercy. Jerusalem had been devastated, the temple defiled, many residents of the city had been killed. The surrounding nations now looked at Jerusalem with scorn. In fact, Asaph says, we are objects of contempt to our neighbors. The consequences of sin are harsh, aren't they? Consequences of sin are harsh. No one is impressed by the results when we leave God and go in our own direction. The price is heavy. Israel was fond of serving Baal and his female counterpart, Asherah. They had rejected God despite his warnings over and over. Does God forgive? They rejected God despite his warnings. Does God forgive? Absolutely. And there are still consequences of even forgiven sin. So maybe the walls of your life have been broken down. Maybe the devastation is self-inflicted. You're experiencing the consequences. It's time to plead for God's mercy. Time to confess your sins before him. It's time to let him restore and rebuild. Don't give up on God. He's not given up on you. Father, please hear my prayer today. I know my sin and I take full responsibility. You are right in every painful consequence. I now ask for your complete forgiveness. Let me return to the joy I once knew with you. Restore our fellowship and rebuild my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.